Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I'm so pleased that you've joined me for another episode. Welcome to all of the new subscribers. And yes, thank you for pushing play and listening. I'm so pleased that you're here, especially because today I want to do a little bit of energetic work with you, because one of the things that I'm hearing in some of the inquiry calls that I'm having with you beautiful souls is fear around, you know, am I worth it? Is my counseling worth it? Is my, some of you doing online programs, is my program worth it? Am I worth it? All of this kind of self-doubt. And because I know so many of you really enjoyed the energetic work we did a few episodes ago, I thought we would do a little bit more of that today. So you're in for a real treat. I love this stuff so much, and I hope that you will too. So I guess, you know, one of the things that really helped me get out of my comfort zone and embody the, you know, version of myself that I was aspiring to become, you know, this idea we have in our minds, isn't there, of how we would like to be and the type of practice we would like to have. And sometimes, well, I don't know about you, but for me, it felt like I was here and that goal was way over there, something that, you know, was always moving, kind of like when you're in the desert and there's the mirage and you keep walking, or when you try and chase that rainbow to find the pot of gold, the rainbow keeps going further and further away from you. It's kind of like that, I think, or that was my experience anyway. And it was really through learning about quantum physics, actually, about 4 years ago now, that I was able to, well, we call it collapsing time, but I was able to, I guess, bring what I wanted and what my vision was into my reality, part of my everyday, much sooner by using tools around quantum energy and quantum physics. In counseling, in psychology, in social work, we would refer to some of these tools as visualizations, as imagery, as perhaps even guided imagery if you're doing a guided one. But in energetic terms, and when it comes to quantum physics, the term that we use is collapsing time. It simply means what it sounds like. We're just getting to our end goal much more quickly. But unlike other disciplines, the way that we do it as energetic practitioners is we go through a process of allowing ourselves to have the vision and do the imagery, etc., etc. And then instead of just coming out of it and thinking, oh, that was lovely and I've had a nice sort of shut eye for 15 or 20 minutes, what we do as energetic practitioners is we take it further and we create action steps based on that, because you and I both know that you need to make that decision in order for change to happen. Yep. Otherwise, we've got, you know, there's this fantastic term that I love that one of my coaches used to say to me about, you know, there's a difference between shelf development and self-development. So no, I don't have a lisp. He was like, you can read all the stuff and listen to the stuff, and if you do nothing with it, that's called shelf development, because that information is, you know, like a bookshelf, just sits on the bookshelf. You don't do anything with it, but you say you've learned it and you know it. We don't want to do that. We want to do self-development, personal development. And so for us, what that means is, okay, then we've tuned in and we've tapped into this big vision that we have. Now, how do we embody that version of ourselves today? Okay, so traditionally, old us might say, oh, I need to break it down into a goal and turn that goal into lots of steps. And that's a very masculine approach, isn't it? But what if there was a feminine approach to achieving that goal that didn't require you to, map things out over 12 months or 24 months, that didn't require you to map down all of the steps? What if there was a feminine approach where you allowed yourself to trust in the process and just start living as if you were already that version of yourself now? And when you can do that, that's when the universe will start to line things up for you. So there's this idea of coherence. I'm sure you've heard it all before. It's Joe Dispenza actually talks a lot about coherence, but a little bit differently to how I want to share it with you today. But for me, coherence and cogency means connection and alignment between our heart, our mind, and our actions. And so when we have consistency with all three areas, that's when you're in flow, and that's when you just know that you're on the right path. If any one of those areas is out of sync or out of balance, then you're going to feel discomfort or incongruence with how you're feeling. So what I want to share with you today is ways that you can overcome some blocks that might pop up for you when we talk about, well, let's embody that, you know, successful, however you define it, version of yourself now. So for me, this is going to sound wrong when I say it, but hopefully you'll understand where I'm coming from. I feel like I've achieved success for me because my big plan was always to be able to work from home, to be able to have an online business that would allow me and support me to travel, more time with my family, and of course my fur baby. And I always wanted to be doing what I loved, which is private practice coaching, especially women who love the spiritual stuff as much as I do. My other big intention was to not work 40-hour weeks and to just work, you know, mornings. And I do that now. So for me, I feel like, okay, I'm here now. What's the next thing? And do you know what? I'm just so happy where I am. So at this stage, there's not a big goal. I don't have a big intention of making $1 million. I'm not driven by money and what money can provide for me or my business just yet. I make enough money from my business to reinvest it. So for example, I have recently enrolled in, I know what you're thinking. I recently enrolled in another coaching program. I love it so much. And the person that I've enrolled with just has some beautiful ideas around, you know, heart-centered coaching and sees things energetically and from a quantum physics perspective. So I'm really, 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 really excited to be working with her. And I know that when I invest that big money into my practice, what I get to do is share that with my clients. And one of my clients was saying to me the other day, you know, it's kind of like I've invested this $200,000 in getting the education, the knowledge together, and then I give her like the cold juice, the compressed version, the essential oil of it. So she doesn't have to go and invest that money. And so, every year I always get more coaching and I always do more courses because I just love, I know when I up-level, my clients up-level and they get the benefit of it. So if you had coaching with me 2 years ago, how it would look like now is very different. And I'm sure how it would look like in 2 years' time would be very different. So for me, as long as I'm able to keep doing that, then for me, that's success and I'm right where I need to be. But it wasn't always like that. And for me, what I did was I really needed to, as I've shared with you before, I hit a point where I knew in my heart that I wasn't applying what I was learning. I was reading all of the books and listening to all of the podcasts and signing up for all the free webinars and everything. And I was loving it. I was so energized by it. I loved it so much. But I wasn't really implementing it. I thought listening and, you know, taking it on board and having the experience of feeling energized was enough. But it's not. Of course, it's not. There comes a time when you realize, oh, hang on, wait, I can actually do this and implement it and see what it's going to be like. So I tried lots of different things. And what ended up working for me was quantum jumping or quantum leaping, which is essentially where you imagine how you want things to be, or you do a visualization or an imagery around how you want things to be, and you tune into, well, you have an understanding that, you know, there's this world of infinite possibilities out there, and there's multiple versions of you living her best life, and all you need to do is tune into that version of yourself. And so you do that by imagining what she's doing and what she's thinking, saying, feeling, eating, how many hours she's worked. You just really allow yourself to not only draw a picture but color it in. And then what you do is you come back from your meditation, you come back from that imagery or that visualization, you say, okay, cool. What can I do today that would allow me to start embodying that version of me? And here's why it's important to do that. It's because when you start embodying that version of yourself, what's going to happen is you're going to wire and fire new pathways in your brain, right? This is basic neurology. And, you know, if you're a psychologist, you've studied this already, but for, I don't know if social workers study neurology or not, or counselors, but, you know, your brain has neurons, dendrites, dendrons, synaptic chasms, neurotransmitters, all of this sort of stuff's going on. And basically what happens is the neurons and dendrites kind of look like roots off a very little plant. So if you just took a little plant and you put it in water and you could see all the roots, those little roots are what they look like. And they kind of face each other. And when you think or do or feel the same way over and over again, what happens is those sets of roots from the two different little plants, let's imagine them horizontally just to help you in your mind's eye to see this, they start to come together and they start to twist around each other and they form this new neural pathway. So when that happens, you've got a neural pathway, but you're not locked into that. In fact, what you can do is you can untangle those roots and get them to face and join other ones. And so that's what we want to do by taking an action step from our, you know, the vision of the self that we want to be. I won't call her your future self because she already exists. All we're doing is just connecting with her. So we have to untangle those neurons and dendrites and get them connecting to different neurons and dendrites. And the way that we do that is by creating new thoughts, new patterns, new behaviors, new feelings, and repeating them over and over and over and over. That's how it works. So imagine this version of you that's, you know, doing everything that you want to be doing now. Write it all down when you come out of your visualization and then say to yourself, okay, what are three things that I might be able to do this week that could start to help me embody that version of me? Because when you change your neurology, you're going to change your experience of the world and your brain is going to start bringing you information that supports that this version of yourself is already here. And it doesn't take long to happen. And over time, without even realizing it consciously, you will start to live that life that you've been longing for. I know, do you love it so much? It's so cool, isn't it? I love it, I love it, I love it. But here's the thing. Your ego mind is probably going to throw up some obstacles. Oh, this sounds a little bit woo. First of all, I just want to say, if you feel like it's a little bit woo, I would encourage you to go and look at Joe Dispenza's work on coherence and go and look at his work on quantum fields and quantum jumping, quantum leaping, all of that sort of stuff. And you will see the science behind it. And that might make it easier for your ego mind to believe. So that could be a really great way of supporting you. He's not the only one that talks about this, but he's probably the most accessible. So, and he, I think he's got a free Facebook group. I may have been in it at one stage, but he does have a website where you can jump on his mailing list. And I think from time to time he does free trainings, or I think he's got a membership as well. It's like $9 a month, or that's what it used to be, because he's got this big thing on for COVID at the moment, where you can access, I think, a recording of his. So there's that. The other thing to do is if you're aware that there's this version of you out there and that's the version of you that you really want to have, that's a very good sign, because the very fact that you desire it is a sign that it was meant to be. It's a sign that you were meant to have it. You wouldn't have that desire if you were not meant to have it. So now all we need to do is figure out how do we bridge the gap to bring it into your reality much more quickly, especially considering it's already there. So what does this mean for us in practical terms? Let's get down to your masculine. We've spent enough time in the feminine this morning. What does your masculine need? We need to harmonize both of these, okay? So your feminine is loving everything that we've just spoken about. She's very expansive. She loves to learn all of this sort of juicy stuff. She loves to imagine. She loves to visualize. She loves to tune in and tap in. However, if we just stay in that masculine energy, we're not going to achieve anything, are we? We'll feel good, but we're not going to achieve anything. So harmonize this with the masculine. What does the masculine need? Well, I think if you're noticing that this all sounds really great, but, you know, I'm not sure that anybody will want what I've got because they can't get a Medicare rebate, or I'm not sure anybody will want what I've got because it's COVID and no one can afford me, or whatever reason it is, here's what you can do to raise the energetics around whatever it is you're offering to your clients. And that is, I want you to take out your remarkable, everybody has got one now, yay, welcome. Take out your remarkable, take out your favorite journal and your favorite pen, and get a hot chocolate if you're in Melbourne, it's so cold right now. And I want you to sit down and I want you to free write 30 reasons why your counseling or your coaching or your online program is hugely beneficial to your soul-aligned clients, right? How is it hugely beneficial to them in terms of not only them having a transformation, but think about what are they going to be thinking, feeling, saying, doing differently, like in their business, if they're business clients, like what I, you know, you guys are my business clients, but maybe they're women who are dealing with trauma, maybe they're women who are dealing with anxiety or health issues or eating, or they're mumpreneurs or whatever it is. Go be beyond that problem and look at different areas of their life. So, you know, try and take a psychosocial biological approach. There you go. But you haven't heard that term for a while. That just threw me back to my days of psychology. Okay, so by this, think about the benefits whatever it is you're offering is going to have for your clients in terms of their psychology, their mental health, their physical well-being, their social well-being, their family relationships, their friendships, their occupational functioning, you know, their readiness for work, their quality of life, all those sorts of things. And you know what? You might get to number 15 when you're writing things down and you might hit a wall. That's when I want you to push hard and keep going. Do not give up, because the gold is going to be after you hit that wall. If you write 30 things down and you haven't hit a wall, keep going until you do, okay? Keep going until you do. And when you hit that wall, keep going and get another 3 or 4 or 5 things down. And those 3 or 4 or 5 things are going to be the absolute gold for you. What are you going to experience as a result of doing this activity? Well, you are going to connect with the vibe that what you've got is abundantly worthy. It's going to raise your vibe to such a high level that it's going to make it easy for you to talk with your clients about the benefits of your program to them, irrespective of what they're coming to you for, which means you're going to feel empowered and you're going to feel confident because what you're sharing with them is aligned with what's come up for you from your soul. I know, do you love it so much? Oh, I could talk about this all day. Okay, and I have one more tip. Do I have two? I have two more tips. Okay, the other thing that you can do quite similarly, I want you to raise the energy of what makes you the most transformational, impactful, effective person to support your soul-aligned clients. So what is it that makes you the most impactful, transformational, effective counselor, therapist, practitioner, coach, psychologist, social worker for your client? So same as before, get out your Remarkable, get out your journal, get out your pen, and I want you to write down 30 reasons, brainstorm 30 reasons why you as a coach are the most transformational, effective, impactful person for them to work with, right? Not your program. This is about you as a coach, a counselor, a mentor, a supervisor, you know, the work that you do, okay? Write them down. Same thing as before. When you get to 30, if you hit a wall on that journey, keep going. Do not give up, because the next 3 to 5 things are going to be the gold for you. Why is this an important activity? It's an important activity because it's going to raise your vibration, because it's connecting in with your soul about why your soul knows that you are the right person. We're not talking about comparing yourself to other people. That we're not getting into ego. We're just doing this activity. It's a private activity just between you and your piece of paper there, about why you in your heart, in your soul, know that you are the best person to support them. Okay. I know this is so exciting. And I've got one more for you. Okay. So this is the other thing with women in private practice, which all of us are, a lot of the time, not all of the time, but a lot of the time, we can be stuck in that feminine energy that's a little bit wounded, where we don't feel right to receive. It just doesn't feel right to receive. Something feels off. Maybe we've been raised with a message like it's better to give than receive. Good people give. Do you know what I mean? Like whatever you were taught. So I want to help you shift that energy around receiving so it can move into the healthy feminine, because the healthy feminine at her very essence is someone that receives. It's an energy that receives. Remember, the masculine energy provides so that the feminine can receive. She receives clients into her practice. She receives bookings into her diary. She receives referrals into her email. She receives, receives, receives. If you're not receiving, it's possible that it's because you're in your wounded feminine and you've blocked. You're stuck in on the hamster wheel of, well, I better give more value. I better do more posts. I better write more emails. I better invent a new program for everybody. Do you know what I mean? You're stuck in that. So let's get you out of it. Let's get you unstuck. And here's my fourth activity for you. What I want you to do is I want you to write out a list of 30 reasons why you're incredibly abundant already. Now, you don't have to just limit this to financial abundance. Okay, when I do this, I also include the abundance of love that I receive from friends and family, the abundance of nature that surrounds me, the abundance of water that I can drink if I want to. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to just focus it around money. What I want you to do is write a list of 30 things that show and indicate that you are wealthy already, that you're receiving already, that you're abundant already. Again, if you hit a wall, that's a good sign. I want you to keep going. Even if it feels like you're clutching for things, I want you to keep going. The value of this exercise is it is going to raise your energy. It's going to raise your vibe to a space of, wow, I am already receiving. Because guess what? Like attracts like. It's the law of vibration. You are going to get what you put out. Okay, if you're in the vibration, if you're in the zone of, wow, I didn't realize just how much stuff I'm actually receiving, you're going to start to see and receive more. Okay, so this is the value of this exercise. So you've got 4 exercises there that I want you to start to do. I know you're going to love them so much, just like I do. And if you want to share these with me, or if you want help with any of this, of course, just send me an email. Now, in other news, I do have help available for people that are wanting support in their messaging, so that you can connect with more clients and get your messaging out there. I have support available for those of you who are feeling stuck. If you want to get unstuck, let me know. And I also have support available for people who are looking to set up their private practice, or you're in it, but it needs a little bit of tweaking and you want to work with somebody who does this in a way that really aligns with you. If that sounds like you, let me know, because I have two places remaining in the coaching program for October, and I would love to jump on a call with you and explore whether or not you would be a good fit for that coaching. And the reason that I'm so excited about it is because the results that these women just get is phenomenal. I won't say her name because I didn't speak to her beforehand, but a lady that I was speaking to yesterday in coaching call, she said to me her diary had gone from empty and now she's chockers. Not my words, as you can hear. And so now we're looking at how does she rejig her diary to allow herself to still see her clients, but also find that space for her downtime. So if you want to experience a diary that's chockers like she has, and she's done it in less than 60 days, then absolutely let's connect so I can teach you how you can do it too, because I don't want any of you sitting there with empty diaries, just twiddling your thumbs and listening to podcasts all day. That's not running a business, is it? I want you to be able to see just how easy it can be to run a business when you do it from a place of soul alignment. Okay, so my details are in the show notes. Of course, most of you are already in the groups. Connect with me in those groups. And yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you soon. I hope that you love this episode just as much as I love putting it together for you. Have a beautiful day, ladies, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.